Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Terry Francona joins us on the line right now. Although Joe Castiglione told me over the weekend you didn't really want to come on and talk with me. Is that what it was, Tito?
I was having a little fun with Joe at your expense, Dale. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. And how are you doing? Your team is going great guns.
You know, we're hanging in there. It's not been easy, but we're hanging in there, and it's really been fun because we're doing it with some younger kids at times and some kids that don't have much experience. But it's really made for kind of an enjoyable, if not challenging, season.
Terry, you know exactly what Alex Cora is going through, winning a World Series in Boston and then trying to follow it up the next year. How challenging is that?
Well, I always tell people it's challenging the first year, let alone, yeah. You know, there's 30 teams that are trying to win, and it's hard enough to win once. But when you go that deep, there's always some repercussions, and it's usually with your pitchers. Just because to win, you have to ask people to kind of go above and beyond what they normally, you know, and we saw it last year with what some of the guys did in Boston, and it takes a toll on some guys. It's hard to get around that.
Alex has been very frank in admitting that he has not been afraid to call you and ask for advice, talk with other people. What does that mean when one of your former players wants to reach out to you and ask you for some advice?
Well, I think he's being a little bit complimentary, which is nice. But you know what, Alex, the guys that I know, you know, Kevin Cash, Mickey Callaway, they know how to run their teams. And that's kind of the beauty of the game, is even though you've been with people and maybe you learned something from them. I mean, I've probably learned as much from Alex as he's learned from me. But you stay true to yourself, and that's the biggest thing. And, you know, through the ups and downs, and there's a lot of them. I mean, Alex is living it now. You've got to stay consistent with who you are, and then you live with it, because that's, if you start changing, that's never going to work.
One of the things that I think really stands out about this baseball season, to me, was when you went to take Trevor Bauer out of the game. I know Bauer's no longer on your team, but he turns around and fires the ball over the center field fence. Now, I loved it. Now, I'm watching from afar. I was wildly entertained. I noticed you had something to say to him. You weren't as entertained as I was by it. But have you ever, even at any level, seen anything like that before?
Well, I remember Dave Rigetti doing it. I think it was at old Exhibition Stadium in Toronto. But I think it was, I mean, I don't think it was when the manager was coming out. I think somebody hit a home run or something, but I it was a long time ago. That was a first for me, and as you could tell, I didn't quite know what to do. No. You know, I was kind of stunned, but hopefully that won't happen again.
Were you at least impressed by the arm strength? That was my takeaway. No.
Guys, you there?
Okay.
You know, a few minutes ago, we had Jerry Remy sitting in here, and he has been very frank and open with his lung cancer battle. Sean McDonough joined him here as well. We've all had to deal with this stuff. You've been over, you know, at the hospital with John Farrell when he was initially diagnosed. So none of us have been untouched by what cancer brings.
Oh, did we lose Terry? We may have lost
guys, him. You there?
Yeah, there we go.
There you are. Sorry. I'm on my way to the ballpark, and I apologize if my cell service is kind of in and out a little bit.
Yeah, we were just mentioning with Jerry Remy being in here a few minutes ago and talking about his cancer battle, you being at the hospital with John Farrell when he began his treatment. None of us have been untouched by this.
You know what? deal. There's nobody that hasn't been touched by this. And the Jimmy Fund has been, I mean, my goodness sakes, at some point, you know, there's nothing sadder than seeing little kids that are sick. And the Jimmy Fund has done so much to help. And hopefully one day we won't have to have this, you know, because it'll be gone. And that'll be a great day because, I mean, you don't want to see anybody ever be sick. But when you see kids, it just rips your heart out.
What was it like for you when you were the manager here and getting a chance to see some of your players, you know, form relationships with these kids and going over there to the clinic or meeting up with them at different times? What was that like?
I think the players do far more than is ever reported, and I know it's not always, you know, the glitziest news, but players do a ton of good stuff, and it's not, like I said, it's not always front and center on the newspaper, nor should it be. It doesn't have to be. It's because they want to do stuff with kids. I mean, shoot, I saw a thing here the other day where Yasiel Puig took a helicopter on his day off to some kids' camp here in New York and spent the day with them. I mean, it just, anytime you're trying to help out somebody else, regardless of what the cause is, you're doing something good, and you're going to make this world a little bit better place.
I was a little concerned because I can remember a spring training interview with you one time when you were on your way to the ballpark. And your car got rear-ended. So now I hear you're on your way to the ballpark. I get nervous when I'm talking to you now.
Well, but I'm not the driver, so we're pretty safe, I think. But we are in New York. Yeah, I do remember that. That was not good. My biggest fear today is just not getting car sick. You've seen this New York traffic, man. It's we've been here for a week, so I'm ready to go back to Cleveland.
Well, the beauty of it is, and I was hoping you were on the road when you said you were on your way to the ballpark, because otherwise you'd be talking to me on that scooter that you ride around.
Yeah, no, I don't scooter and sell. That's
smart.
That's a no-no, even in Cleveland. So I don't do that. I need both hands.
Well, when you were the manager here and we were doing the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, I remember vividly this car pulling up alongside here and this hand coming through the open window, and it was Terry Francona handing us a check. Your support has always been a part of this thing, and we've never forgotten it. We appreciate you taking the time today as well.
Dale, thanks. I wish you guys well. I think it's awesome that what you guys are doing, and I hope you knock it out of the park. I'm pulling for you guys, and I know a lot of people appreciate it. So good luck to you guys, okay?
Thanks, Tito. Thanks, take care.
Okay, see you guys.
See ya. That is former Red Sox manager, current Cleveland Indians manager, Terry Francona, one of my favorite people in sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.